I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Iran is governed, not the Iranian people. The Iranian people are phenomenal people. They deserve way better than what they have, which is a radical Shia clerical regime that has basically taken that country's wealth and used it not to build roads and bridges, not to build healthcare systems or universities, not to build a better, more prosperous country. They've used the wealth of that country to sponsor terrorism, build rockets, build drones, build missiles, build sea mines. That's what they've done with it, and try to kill people all over the world. And this has to be dealt with. That country was a threat for 47 years. Okay, that regime has been trying to kill and has been killing Americans all over the world for 47 years. We have a president that was not going to allow that to continue unfettered. So when we are done, Iran was already weak. When we are done with them here in the next couple weeks, they will be weaker than they've been in recent history, and they will not be able to hide behind those weapons to break out and get a nuclear weapon, which would be crazy. For these people to ever get nuclear weapons would be crazy. Look what they're willing to do with the weapons they have now.
Yeah.
They hit embassies, they target hotels, they try to kill civilians, they splash out at all their neighbors. Imagine if these radical lunatics had a nuclear weapon to threaten the world with.
Secretary of State Rubio, and pointing out what they're already doing with what equipment and missiles and drones they have. One missile got intercepted by NATO trying to hit Turkey. And I mentioned earlier that we had an AWACS destroyed that was parked in Saudi Arabia at an airbase. No U.S. casualties. But if you listen to CNN, if you look at their coverage, oh my God, analysts say we just lost a key strategic intelligence gathering source. Now, the AWACS fly overhead, high altitude, and survey the ground and keeping everyone aware of what's happening when and where. Yes, it's a vital piece of equipment, but we don't have just one. But again, if CNN is winning any supporters, they're buying into the belief that we're blind now in Iran. We don't know what's going on. That's a lie. By the way, that particular E-3 Sentry AWACS is from Oklahoma's Tinker Air Force Base. It was on the ground waiting for another mission. Now, U.S. officials are telling the Washington Post plans are under discussion that would stop short of a full-scale invasion when it comes to getting boots on the ground in Iran or on Karg Island. This is a key point. Let me stress again, according to what the Washington Post has been told, the plans would stop short of a full-scale invasion, thereby targeting ground missions involving a mix of special ops forces and conventional infantry. It's unclear exactly what we will be doing, and it should be unclear. We don't want Iran to have any idea of exactly what we'll be doing. And, of course, the leftists use this vacuum of information as, well, see, they don't know what they're doing. They know. And they're planning other options and pulling the trigger on what they think they need when they need it. But the legacy media would have you believe Trump is absolutely lost. Trump is saying that he believes we should go in and retrieve the enriched uranium inside Iran. I do not want boots deep inside Iran. I'll repeat that. I do not want U.S. boots on the ground deep in Iran. I am willing to accept attacking Karg Island, taking control of it, and the neighboring islands that protect Karg Island and maybe some coastal regions of Iran. And if it comes to getting deep inside, in addition to hitting Karg Island and raids on coastal positions, if it comes to getting deep inside, the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, are now saying Israeli troops will not be going inside Iran. They're going to be sent to southern Lebanon. In fact, the exact quote from the Israeli Defense Force in case of a U.S. ground operation in Iran, Israeli soldiers will not be participating on the ground. So I definitely don't want us to go in if they're not going to be there as well. But either way, I'm against it. And it's been said we can still accomplish what we want from the air. They're not going to be able to do anything with that enriched uranium where it is, as long as we continue to pound them from the air. But even going on to Karg Island, expect mines, IEDs, soldier-to-soldier fighting, up-close personal combat. We could certainly have extensive American casualties. In the meantime, the United Kingdom says, we're not going to help the U.S. either. No matter what pressure there is to join, no matter who asks, UK Prime Minister Starmer said, we'll act to defend ourselves and British citizens in the Middle East, but we will never, quote, be dragged into the war against Iran. Many say this was Starmer's speech launching his new elections campaign for a May 7th voting. For many voters in the United Kingdom, they don't want their government to bomb Muslim countries as they go to the ballot box. That's because so many Muslims are now in Britain. And that's not the only nation that they're occupying. We'll come back to that later. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. If you missed our first hour, shame on you. But I understand. I understand. You can't listen all the time. Every program is put up as a podcast when we complete it. News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And if you missed it, you missed the story behind the story today. On this date, the attempt to kill President Reagan. Reminding you also, while we're on the air right now, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. Go to Newstalk STL, Facebook, Twitter, Rumble, Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. And of course, I don't know if you're aware, but over the weekend there was a No King's Day rally. Well, these guys are just lost on trying to parrot and push this around all the time. And here's a CNN commentator, S.E. Cup, who wants you to believe what we're seeing in our nation right now is what they're doing and how they're having to live under the authoritarian rule in North Korea. That's a lie. But let her have her way to say.
We should not want a militarized United States with our streets militarized, our voting militarized, our airports militarized. I am so concerned about the North Korea coded stuff that is going on right now. From Pam Bondi unfurling a banner with Trump's face on it on the DOJ building to Trump putting his signature on our currency and his name on the Kennedy Center to inviting only friendly media outlets who are going to say exactly what you want into Pentagon briefings. I mean, it goes on and on and on. When did we want to become North Korea? This should be unnerving, disturbing to everyone. This is not partisan. This is scary stuff.
Yeah.
So it can feel like a slow creep, and MAGA will justify it using Trump's lie about the election. But look around. Look around at your country, people. Is this what you want? You want to walk down the street and see, rifles, guys with guns patrolling because for no reason at all, just to intimidate you? Is that what you want? You want to walk around and see the president's face on the Department of Justice, which is a separate but co-equal branch of government? It's bananas.
It's bananas. And so is she. CNN commentator S.E. Cupp. Flaming liberal, not taking into account the reality between and difference between our nation and North Korea. If we were run like North Korea, those demonstrators in the street on No King's Day, they would have been shot down. They would not even dare get into the streets. Looking at a piece that appeared in the Federalist today, I want to share with you, written by Chris Bray. I like the title. The latest No King's protest is the sound of a tired old thing trying to not die. They speak in a vernacular of protest out of habit and as a cultural identity, but they have no idea what they're protesting. But they're very angry about the, you know, the stuff. Robert De Niro was making a statement in New York. He doesn't even know what he's trying to say.
How can this be happening? Look at the power of the No Kings National Uprising. Look at the power of the No Kings National Uprising. Afraid of Trump? Please. No, they should be more afraid of us.
That's right.
Well, be afraid of us because we're stronger than Trump. Well, then why are you bothering? And there's another question a reporter raised watching some of these protesters on the No Kings Day.
It seems like there's a lack of diversity here today, that it's mostly people who look like you and I. And I just,
it is not for black people, for people of color to get out on the street. They're at risk when they do that.
No.
If anybody's going to get arrested here, it's going to be a black person.
Right.
It is not safe for them and they don't need to participate. We need to walk in their name.
Gotcha. Okay.
Gotcha.
What do you think about voter ID? Do you think it's racist?
It's 100% a tactic to control the population and prevent people from voting so that the only votes so that the gerrymandering can work, so that white voters can vote in white Christian males.
Have you been voting blue most of your life?
I voted blue in the womb.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
If you had to vote for a Republican, J.D. Vance or Rubio, which one would you pick if you had to?
Yeah.
I would slit my throat.
You know what? If your mama had decided when you were in the womb that, you know, that I'm going to have an abortion because you don't fit into my life right now. If your mama decided, you wouldn't have been at that No Kings rally, would you? Abortion has consequences, even for the left. Now, as the No Kings folks are also parading around, they're continuing to chant for basically a communist revolution. They are. And they're pushing May Day. They're pushing May 1 all the way from New York to Minnesota. And I assume beyond those borders, but certainly that makes a clear direct line. Basically, to shut down our nation on May Day. Now, who wants to be a king then? And in fact, who is the problem for our nation? The president or the people who want to shut down your nation? The propaganda arm of the Islamic Republic of Iran leveraged news of the protest telling its supporters, and there are many in our nation, regime change begins at home. Not in Iran, but they want to tell you it begins here in the U.S. No kings, no war. But that's what they say. It's not what they do, isn't it? And even Democrat insiders admit their party is in need of major reform. Just listen to New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, and I ask, is he even listening to himself?
Look, I'm proud of so many things that my Democratic colleagues are doing, but as a whole, our party has failed this moment. It's why I've called for new leadership in America. I've called for a generational renewal because this left-right divide is killing our country, and our adversaries know it. They come onto our social media and try to whip up hate in America. That is one of our biggest crises. It is time for a new vision of our country that's far more uniting, that brings people together, doesn't deepen divides. I really believe this is a time where we need new leadership, new moral imagination to pull our country together.
In other words, the Democrat Party needs new leadership. That includes you, Senator Booker. And of course, many on the left do what they do best, and that is scam money. A watchdog group filing in a federal election complaint claiming that Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez improperly used campaign funds to pay nearly $19,000 to a Boston-based psychiatrist. What her campaign reports is leadership training and counseling. right. He does not, or rather the doctor does not offer any leadership training and consulting, but now he does. And he specializes in treating depression, PTSD, using ketamine, therapy, and drugs. So are they using their money, $19,000 worth of donors' money, to keep themselves doped up? Ketamine is a powerful dissociative anesthetic. It can be used legally in both human and vet medicine. Oh, my God, they're taking vet medicine. Horse pills. No, not exactly. There's a range of applications from surgery to pain management. And also just let you kind of get out of the life you're in and just dream you're somewhere else. In addition to what AOC has been doing, Vice President Vance calling out another congresswoman.
We actually think that Ilhan Omar definitely committed immigration fraud against the United States of America. And I talked to Stephen Miller about this actually recently. We're trying to look at what the remedies are. That's the thing that we're trying to figure out, is what are the legal remedies now that we know that she's committed immigration fraud? How do you go after her? How do you investigate her? How do you actually do the thing? How do you build the case necessary to get some justice for the American people? There's a related issue, Benny, which is she has been at the center of a lot of the worst fraudsters in the Somalian community. So do I know that Ilhan Omar was aware that the Quality Clearing Center was defrauding the American people? I'm not certain of it, but we at least need to investigate it, because if people can commit wrongdoing without even the fear that they're going to be found out, that's a fundamental problem. So I'm worried about the immigration fraud. I'm also worried about, what did Ilhan Omar know about what was happening in the Somali community, and why was nobody looking into it until, frankly, Donald Trump came along?
Yeah. I want those answers too, as you should as well. Do you think the Somalia community was doing all of that fraud without her being even the least aware of it? Come on. Come on. You still believe in the tooth fairy? Did you get a quarter under your pillow? A quarter? Hell, you want $50 now, don't you? Coming up, New Jersey Senator Van Hollen gets kind of put on the spot. Connecticut Senator Van Hollen on an ABC interview. There is no easy way for him to get out of the issue. That story and more. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting, or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring him up. Will he pick the tune out?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I guess what's confusing here is you have fought and blocked the funding for the Department of Homeland Security because you object, as you just outlined, to what ICE has been doing. And you wanted to force changes. And yet, the only thing that has been assured throughout all of this is that ICE already has the money. Because as you said, $75 billion passed in the budget bill last year. So you're holding up the entirety of the Department of Homeland Security because you object to ICE and you want changes to ICE. But through it all, ICE continues to have the money it needs.
John, we're not holding up all of the money for all the Department of Homeland Security. That's just a false statement. We have said repeatedly, we should fund TSA, we should fund FEMA, we should fund the Coast Guard. We are not prepared to give ICE another $10 billion on top of the monies they already have and are using in many of these lawless operations. We're not going to give them another $10 billion unless they make fundamental reforms, including holding people accountable for the killing of American citizens.
And fighting over that additional $10 billion, you are holding up the rest of Department of Homeland Security.
We're not holding it up.
I mean, John,
we're not holding it up. We have now voted 10 times.
Right, but you're holding up unless it doesn't include money for ICE. That's just a fact.
That's just a fact. That's Jonathan Carl questioning Senator Van Hollen. And if I'm going to put Senator Van Hollen on the spot for being lost, I need to do the same for myself. I said a moment ago that he is a New Jersey senator. Wrong. I say he's a Connecticut senator. Wrong. He's a Maryland senator. Right. I get them all mixed up, all these lefties. They all look alike, sound alike, speak alike. They all walk and talk like ducks. Now, here's what the Senate did do this morning, dealing with the DHS shutdown, which does continue. They came to order this morning. They gaveled out, adjourning until Thursday morning, without a deal to fund the Department of Homeland Security. So there, Senator Van Hollen, do you get it now? Some TSA officers are beginning to receive paychecks. They have been getting pay since Valentine's Day. Fox News reports that many of them start seeing paychecks in the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport after Trump signed an executive order for the emergency pay on Friday. Another TSA agent said he didn't see it yet, but it believed it'd be coming, noting there's probably a difference in banks. And one said, I did get a paycheck for $4,000 plus, still 30 hours short of what I worked. So it's going to take a while for it to sort out. In the meantime, the Chicago mayor is moving ahead with something that would certainly help TSA agents if they can prove they're entitled to black reparations. I know, I walked my way around that a bit. Let me clarify for you. Chicago Brandon Johnson mayor moving ahead with a reparations push. His city has a budget gap of more than $1 billion, a projected $150 million deficit, much money tied up in pensions and debt obligations already. So the Repair Chicago initiative is built around bus tours, town halls, panel discussions, and hearings to gather testimony to create a larger reparations plan, building up on what they started with the task force in 2024. Studying the historical harms against Black Chicagoans. They continue to push this. Now, if you're a Black Chicagoan, if you're a Black person, period, and if you think you're owed reparations, you're entitled to your belief. But we're so far past that. How are you ever going to sort that out? But rather than looking on improving safety in his community and focusing on that right now, suddenly let's look at Black reparations. That should get me more votes next time around. I'm going to let you hear shortly in our next segment from some of the students that attend Loyola. As you know, last week, a little bit longer now, last week, a Loyola student was shot to death. The man charged is an illegal. Now, being charged is not the same as being convicted of the guy who did it. I want to make that clear to you. But the belief is that he did do it, and he's being held and charged. And we still have the blue cities and blue states doing everything they can to hamper Department of Homeland Security. You can't make common sense out of this. We are not protecting our citizens, and we continue to give money that could go to help Americans to illegals. We're not the only nation dealing with that, obviously. In fact, nearly 75% of Germans are concerned that their country cannot cope with another wave of illegal migrants from the Middle East because of the ongoing conflict in Iran. 73% of Germans are concerned about the ability to take in more migrants. See, they're recognizing what they should have recognized previously. Previously, they opened their door to anyone who wants to come to Germany. Come on in. Now they're recognizing our nation is upside down. So something like 75% plus, well, less than that, of Germans fear this is going to continue to destroy our nation. Not just the money they have, but their culture. The image of Germany will pretty soon be displaced. And most of those coming are of Muslim faith. And in the UK, they're looking at what they're spending on a regular basis for migrants. According to government data released by the Conservative MP of Britain, foreign nationals are claiming nearly $1 billion in welfare benefits from the UK every month. $1 billion every month. It's a scheme, a welfare scheme, intended to subsidize working-age households with low incomes in Britain. And it's extended to migrants after they're granted indefinite leave to remain on refugee status. Last year, a 30% increase in payments. Now, $1 billion a month this year. How long can they sustain that? Not long. Back in stateside, New York City, obviously always voting overwhelmingly for Democrats, and now they're apparently upset and surprised and crying over trying to help the homeless, which would include illegals and migrants. Sunday night and into early this morning, hundreds of protesters blocked construction trucks swarming the side of a proposed homeless shelter in Brooklyn. They don't want it. As one said, this is what you guys voted for, Mondami. You wanted more of this stuff, right? Well, now they're voting with their feet by blocking the trucks. My boots on the ground in Chicago, Andrew sent me this. He said, you know, no one goes to war over solar panels, right? He's talking about Iran and everybody saying this is just a war over oil. Well, oil is a big part of it. The bigger part for us is Iran having nuclear capability. But anyway, my boots on the ground correspondent sent me this piece by Melon Schellenberger on his Post Public, saying had the money of $2 trillion that were spent on green energy had actually been spent on natural gas and nuclear rather than things like solar panels and everything, we might not be headed for a recession. He said disruption of shipping to the Strait of Hormuz means the world is now losing 13 million barrels per day of oil per day. But then David Wallace Wells of the New York Times noted, no one has ever started a war over solar panels. Maybe if we'd adopted the green idea and just everybody go to solar panels and wind energy, we wouldn't have this. But they spent $2 trillion on that, and that's not working either. Sometimes the left cannot get out of its own way. But what they can do is stand in our way and cause immense havoc and death and destruction. Perfect case in Chicago and the death of that recent student. You're going to hear more from other students coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnersUSA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. And NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers and then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
1, 2, 3, they gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It's definitely really scary because going to the pier to look for the Northern Lights is something that I feel like a lot of us have done.
I feel like when it gets a lot darker, you feel a bit less safe.
I definitely am a lot more paranoid going out at night. Just yesterday, my friends invited me to go out at around like 10 o'clock, and I definitely didn't feel very comfortable going out.
This past hour, the Gorman family released a statement saying in part, what happened to Sheridan was not a reflection of the Loyola community. It was a result of a failure outside of it. Both things can be true. Loyola is a place of opportunity and safety, and there were failures outside the university that must be addressed.
It is correct that the young girl was killed outside Loyola University. But she and other college friends were just on the pier at the Lake of Chicago, looking to have a good time. And a man with a gun, according to his defense, is that he got frightened by all these kids, and he started shooting, even when they were running from him. And he's identified as an illegal immigrant. And one of the ones shot, he killed. And the very next day or so, Chicago mayor, I correct myself, the Illinois governor, Pritzker, was out 6 a.m. in the morning here. I'm walking around the lake. It's just beautiful out here. No one should be afraid. Pay no attention to my bodyguards over there, unless you're going to try to hurt me. Pay no attention that it's daylight. Pay no attention that it is an absolute dog and pony show, and they think that delivers a message to quell the concern. We heard from some of those other students at a point now, I don't even want to go out at night in Chicago. And a lot of it has to do with illegal activity, obviously, and a lot of it illegal immigrants in the Chicago area, because it is a blue city sanctuary state. Does that mean every one of them are capable of murder? Not necessarily. But if they weren't here, that young woman would not have been killed by, according to police, the illegal immigrant who shot her the other day. She might have been shot by someone else on the pier, but not by that guy, because he wouldn't have been in the nation. In the meantime, there's a search in the Chicago area for after a 16-year-old girl was shot inside a Chicago posh enclave, they call it. She was shot at her apartment Saturday morning in a rather wealthy section of Chicago. At this point, they don't know for sure and don't apparently have any suspects. So we can't say this is tied to illegal activity or gang activity or drugs or anything else. This was at Glenbrook. Police say it was an isolated event. No one else is in danger. But it's too late for that young girl. Wednesday, NASA has a major mission coming up. The first in a long time, and this could go well into the future.
how exciting is it that we've finally arrived at this point where American astronauts and a Canadian astronaut are getting ready to embark on this journey to return astronauts to the surface of the moon? President Trump created the Artemis program during his first term. It was the first meaningful step since the Kennedy era of getting back to the moon. He then created a massive plus-up investment in NASA in the One Big Beautiful Bill. And now Artemis 2 is on the launch pad. This mission, these astronauts, about 8.8 million pounds of thrust are going to launch on a trajectory around the moon. They're going to go potentially farther into space than anyone's ever gone before, about 250,000 miles away from Earth. They're going to test out their spacecraft. 10 days later, they come back to Earth. In 2027, we're going to launch another moon rocket. This time, we're going to test out the spacecraft plus the lunar landers and make sure that works really well. And then in 2028, under President Trump's term, we're going to land those landers on the moon. American astronauts, NASA astronauts are going to return to the lunar surface.
And in fact, the plans are to put a permanent station on the moon. As I speak, these astronauts, three NASA astronauts, one Canadian astronaut, are in quarantine, awaiting launch day to make sure they're not exposed to any germs in the closing days. And mission managers continue to plan launch preparations. Liftoff is scheduled for 5:24 Central Time Wednesday. 5:24, right in the middle of the, or near the end of the Chris Arps and Tim Jones program. I'm sure they'll be giving you live coverage. That'll be on Wednesday, right here. But it will be our first launch for the moon since the Apollo 17 mission 50 years ago, more than 50 years ago, 1972. Again, they're not going to land, just going to go way on a looping around the Earth and the Moon, a 10-day journey. I want to bring you up to speed on what's happening from Iran. Reuters had been telling this story earlier throughout the day. Now, over the weekend, we had 2,500 Marines arrive in the Middle East. And now we're told by Reuters and other sources backing it up, thousands from the U.S. Army Elite 82nd Airborne Division are now arriving in the Middle East. President Trump making it clear that we have all options on the table. I will stress again, in case you join us late at some point, I'm not for boots on the ground inside Iran, except for limited precision mission in and out. Trump has indicated he might want to send troops in to grab whatever uranium they've enriched. I don't want to do that. I want to continue to pound that by air. Drone, missile. Now, if we're going to take over Karg Island, just 20 miles off the coast of Iran, we will encounter forces on the ground and landmines and IEDs and other such obstacles and barriers and threats for that island and the other supporting islands. If we go into Karg Island and the others, I'm in support of that, again, as long as we make it a limited point to take control of Karg Island and hold it. Or just go and destroy it if we need to. That's the last effort for Iran to get any oil in or out if we take out Karg Island. It is our major, major port. They've got others up and down the coastline. U.S. Marines might do amphibious landings along the coastline. I'm trusting our leaders in the War Department for this. But I don't want boots actually on the ground in Iran as an invasive force and going deep inside Iran. And Israel has already said, the IDF said, we will not put Israeli soldiers inside Iran. I'll repeat that. Israel says we will not put Israeli soldiers inside Iran. They are going into southern Lebanon to take out Hezbollah. You need to keep all this in your prayers because it could go in any direction. Trump has said they're talking to a prime minister with the regime, assuming this guy is in position to actually commit to anything. And no one knows. But the talks continue, and also the threats continue on both sides. And you got the leftist media demanding, well, what are we going to do? When are we going to do? How's that going to happen? Do you remember the first Persian Gulf War? And every day in the afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time, they would have a news conference, take questions from reporters. And every single day, a reporter would say, are we going to launch an attack tonight? Well, we're not going to discuss details. Another reporter. Are we going to launch an attack tonight? We're not going to discuss details. Another reporter. Are we going to launch an attack before morning? We're not going to discuss details. These idiots don't get it. You do not telegraph that information. If you do, you give lying information. You don't get factual information. But every day at those news conferences, these idiot reporters would ask the same question over and over again, like, I'm going to get an exclusive. They're going to tell me because I asked. Now, being Larry Connors and all I stand for, do you think if I'd been at that news conference that I would have asked and expect them to tell me, are we going to hit them tonight, tomorrow morning? I'm not going to get an answer either, nor should I. We don't want our troops in danger any more than what they need to be. Marines in theater, additional Marines, 82nd Airborne in theater, more coming. Exactly what their missions will be and how, we'll have to see. Right now, I look at it as a show of force to Iran that we are willing to step in. I'm not saying it's just a threat. Trump doesn't make threats. We will carry out what we need to. But again, I do not want Americans put in direct harm's way by going deep into Iran unless a specified mission. And I don't think going in for enriched uranium is a mission that would be successful. Not worth it. When they can't produce a nuclear weapon as it is, we just keep hammering them. But we are going to have some U.S. casualties. And keep in mind, we've got forces all around the region. One of our AWACS planes from Oklahoma was hit while parked on the airfield at Saudi Arabia on our air facility there. No one injured, but the plane's destroyed. So Iran does have reason and ways to reach way beyond its border. NATO did intercept a missile headed for Turkey earlier today. This is going to make the Iranian neighbors more and more ticked off as well. They're ready for Iran to be put down. Will they help? In the meantime, on the home front, a lot of praise for President Trump and his policies coming from a rancher.
Thank you, Mr. President. My name is Michael Cliver, and I operate my family's ranch in Westfield, Pennsylvania, Doble Circle D Farms. And the work that you guys have done, it's unexplainable how big it is for the American farmer and the next generation that don't have the headache and don't have to worry about the death tax. It's astounding what you guys have done. It's absolutely spectacular. And also the working family tax cut policies, that allowed us to get my daughter a Trump account, and we can teach her fiscal responsibility, compound interest, and investment, and plan for her future. And it's just absolutely astounding what you have done with that. Also, your energy policies up in Potter and Tioga County, Pennsylvania, the gas companies are leasing mineral rights again actively, and that's putting money back into the farmers' pockets up there too. So for all that, I applaud you and thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah. See, he is accomplishing a lot on the domestic scene. I have a problem I might need your help with. I have in my custody, this is just between us, don't tell law authorities, I have in my custody three masterpiece paintings by Renoir, Cezanne, and Matisse. They're worth more than $10 million. At least that's what the news reports are saying. Prior to me getting them, they were in the Italian Museum on the third level, I believe it is, the upper room and what they call the French room. And all of these masterpiece paintings were taken in a brazen three-minute heist in the daylight. Only made public late yesterday. Okay, I don't have them. How about George Clooney and the Ocean 11 group? Do they have them? We don't know who has them, but they're looking for them. Mass robbers forced the opening of the museum's main door, broke in, and stole those three paintings within minutes. They were only interrupted by the museum alarm, and that prevented them from stealing even more works of art. But obviously, they were well organized just to get inside and get those three paintings worth $10 million. Of course, the problem is if you got something that valuable and word is out on the street and with private collectors, would you dare buy one when you know it's a stolen artwork? Well, you might get a cheap rate on it, but you may be followed by prison time. So to be very perfectly clear, in case some of you misunderstood me, I do not have any of these paintings, nor do I look to get them. I may start a GoFundMe account, see if I could buy one. Please join us again tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.